This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 314 for Friday, March 18th. ICE canola futures are mixed on Friday after a day of choppy trading. The May canola contract steps back $5.40 at $1,124.80 per ton. The July contract gains $1.50 at $1,098.80 per ton, while new crop November dips 20 cents at $932.80. A trader believes the spec longs are attempting to prop up canola, but he stresses the Canadian oilseed is becoming quite overvalued and it's living on borrowed time. He says it's only a question of when those spec longs decide to cash out. There's also pressure on canola coming from declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, as well as Malaysian palm oil. Gains in Chicago soy meal and European rapeseed are supportive of canola. Global crude oil prices are higher and providing support to edible oils. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending March 13th are more than 236,000 tons and down 25% from the previous week. Canola exports tumble almost 83% at 13,300 tons. Meanwhile, domestic usage remains steady at almost 169,000 tons. With a lockout looming at Canadian Pacific Railway, an analyst notes that canola stocks at the ports of Vancouver and Prince Rupert might be insufficient to ride out a long stoppage. CP Rail says it will lock out the 3,000 members of the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference on Sunday if a new agreement is not reached. The Canadian dollar is higher this afternoon, with the loonie at 79.27 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 79.05. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange slices 1.1 million tons off of its call on the Argentine soybean crop, now estimating a harvest of 42 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday. The May contract is down a half cent at $16.68 per bushel. May soy oil falls 2.34 cents at 72.29 U.S. cents per pound. But May soy meal gains $2.90 at $477 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Friday as the May contract gives up 13 cents at $7.42 per bushel. Chicago oats are stronger, with the May contract rising 15 cents at $6.95. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, with Chicago May dropping 34 cents at $10.64. Kansas City May gives up 22 cents at 10.70 and a half. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May sheds 20 cents at 10.59. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, March 18th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.